Hey everybody, welcome back to Hey Eintracht Frankfurt, the Bundesliga podcast covering everything there is in the English language about Eintracht Frankfurt, our favorite club in Germany, our favorite club in the Bundesliga, our favorite club in Europe. I know I messed the order up about that. I do not care right now. I am just happy to be saying these things and totally feeling them after the last couple of episodes done. Garrett here in Metro Detroit. You are going to hear Chris later on at the end of segment one for his favorite segment of this podcast. And thank you. I want to thank everyone for joining us as we're now in episode 306 of this podcast. And we're going to basically start off and talk about what's taken place recently for Eintracht Frankfurt, both for the men and the women. We'll start off with the men. A weekend tilt in Heidenheim, a match that was going to probably be we knew was going to be a difficult one. The first time these teams met in October, Frankfurt came away 2-0 winners. I was at home, and this time they had to travel to Heidenheim, which is a bit of a tough ground, a small ground, but a atmospheric ground. And for once, fate actually was in favor of Die Adler as opposed to the opposite of that. Before we get into that, let's start off with the lineups that Dino Topmuller rolled out with. And that was once again just like Wolfsburg, the 4-4-2 shape. Kevin Trapp in goal from right to left in the back. Buta, Koch, Pacho, and Philip Max. The midfield four from right to left, Knauf, Tuta, Mbembe, and Niels Nkunku, and then a front two of Faris Chaibi and Omar Marmoush. And it was kind of a back and forth for a bit until the 39th minute when a clear out by Kevin Trapp went off the head of a Heidenheim player out to what looked like their midfielder, who then kicked it back to center back Benedict Gimber, who then tried to feed it back to Kevin Muller. As the ball was coming back to Kevin Muller, at the very end before he was going to be able to strike it, it took a weird bounce, kind of like what you'd see in baseball when a ground ball in the infield takes a hop before somebody can field it. This time it happened to Muller before he was able to connect with the ball, and basically wound up doing a Charlie Brown hoof. And the ball rolls back behind him into his own net. 1-0 to the visitors without even touching it. That's where it stood at halftime. And then at the start of the second half, a couple changes were made. Philip Max came off for Hugo Ekitike, and Hugo Larsson made his return for Dina Mbembe. A few minutes later, Tuta fed Niels Nkunku, who shot went off the leg of Kevin Muller into the net. 2-0 to the visitors, and looked like that we were sailing. But Pieringer for Heidenheim pulled it back in the 59th minute. A little bit later on, a couple of great back-to-back saves by Muller. Elishkiri made his return in the 66th minute, coming on for Robin Koch, which looked like there might have been a knock by Koch, which forced him to come off. Götze and Smolcic made their ways. Götze in the 79th minute for Marmoush, Smolcic in for Knauf in the 85th minute. Heidenheim made it a little bit interesting near the end of stoppage time, but at the end of the day, we can say with joy, Eintracht Frankfurt ended their winless skid in the Bundesliga. Very happy to report that the 6-game winless skid is over. It wasn't the most prettiest of matches, but it's actually kind of impressive in that way for us to win a match like that in a tough environment without exactly playing the best. I think it's a good sign. Maybe for what the rest of the season can bring for Dino and for the lads. We'll talk about what's ahead for the lads in segment two, but let's move on to the Frauen, who were back in action for the first time in a while, and that was taking on Duisburg at home in the DFB Pokal and the quarterfinals, and it was a performance that was a confident one. 4-1 to Frankfurt winners. Greve opened things up in the 6th minute with a wonderful strike Lara Prashnikar made it 2-0 in the 12th. Nicole Anyomi made it 3-0 just before halftime, which is what the score was going into that. Frankfurt had a chance to go and make it 4-0 in the 63rd minute when a penalty was won, but Lara Fragan's penalty was unfortunately stopped. We'll talk about the significance of that after we cover this match. A few minutes later on a corner, Duisburg pulled one back. Ball went in over Stino Johannes. Unfortunately, the Frankfurt defense was unable to clear the ball out. Samantha Durkin popped it in. 3-1 now. However, it only lasted for a few minutes. Martinez coming on as a sub. Great little solo move. Created a shot opportunity with beautiful strike. Wrapped things up. Both Achikazes and Reason came on to get some rotation in ahead of the Frauen's matchup in Frauen Bundesliga this week. But a big win in the Pokal. The Adler on to the semifinals now. And other matchups that took place in the quarterfinals, SKS Essen with a big win at Leverkusen 2-1. Wolfsburg 3-0 winners at Hoffenheim, and Bayern with a 3-0 win at FC Carl Zeiss Jena. So we'll let everybody know the next matchup, who the Frauen have in the semifinal, dates, times as we get closer to that. But now we need to really highlight the significance of the Lara Fragan penalty miss, which unfortunately is the fucked up stat of the week. So luckily in this situation, Fragan's penalty that was saved didn't really affect the course of the match this time around. However, the fucked up stat is this is the second consecutive penalty taken by Freigang for Frankfurt in all competitions that was stopped. Even more so, it was an exact reminder of this penalty that was saved at home to Benfica in Champions League play on December the 21st. Same type of strike, same type of save. That one was in a massively key situation, which I still think is the reason why Frankfurt did not get out of the group and Benfica did. So as we get into what's ahead this season, both the remaining matches in Frauen Bundesliga as well as the Pokal, I'm asking and considering to Nico, and I don't know if he's going to hear this or anyone in the team, that perhaps we should have maybe somebody else ready to go for penalties, because being that the last two were saved in situations, it's not a good sign. And it could cost us something down the line this season. So we will see how that goes. There is the fucked up stat. I'm hoping that I can do an episode without having to do one. But we had to look for one more this week, if that motivates anybody. On to a segment and to one that does not need to look far for this segment. I'm transitioning over to Chris for hashtag What Are We Drinking to fill us in on his weekend that he had, as well as the food and drink consumed while on his weekend adventures. Chris, take it away. Welcome back, everybody, to segment two of Hey, I Track Frankfurt. Shout out to Chris for covering the end of segment one and hashtag What Are We Drinking, as well as covering his weekend experiences. Let's go now. One more thing in the weekend, and that is around the Bundesliga matchups that took place in match day 24. Started off on Friday, Bayern traveling to Freiburg and once again dropping points. 2-2 draw, big point for Freiburg. Saturday's matchups, we already talked about our win in Heidenheim. Dortmund 2-0 winners at Union Berlin. Mainz Mönchengladbach 1-1. Bochum jumped out to an early lead at home against RB Leipzig, but then Leipzig hit it hard and heavy, scoring 1-4 the final there. Maybe the most one-sided match, definitely, in Bundesliga play this weekend was Darmstadt taking on Augsburg, a 6-0 final. even more astounding was the fact that it was 5-0 to the visitors after 29 minutes. If you haven't seen the highlights, you might have seen what took place post-match as Duisburg, including their Darmstadt and their manager were getting basically a reaming, a chewing from a dedicated ultra telling them specifically why things weren't working. And, you know, I do not blame that ultra one bit. And I think it also shows some people that may not be aware of football, maybe outside of whether it's soccer in this country, or even if you mainly watch, like, say, the Premier League, just how different the ultra community is and supporter community, and where you will see people in a sense of an ultra not only being able to give his opinion about why something's working or not working, but for players and coaches to listen and take in that situation. So I think some were like, what is this? Why is this happening? How is this happening? But those that are in it get it. So that's my 2 cents on that. Going into what the table stands after 24 matches, Bayer Leverkusen, who wrapped up with a 2-0 win at Köln, made it a 10-point gap. Bayern are in second. Stuttgart are in third, especially after their 3-2 win at Wolfsburg. Dortmund in fourth, Leipzig in fifth, Leipzig 1 point behind Dortmund, 6 points behind Stuttgart, between 3 and 4. Frankfurt are holding on to sixth place, but 4 points up on their opponent this coming weekend, Hoffenheim, who defeated Werder Bremen 2-1. Bremen in eighth at 30, Freiburg at ninth, also with 30, Augsburg in 10th with 29. Heidenheim, 11th with 28 points. Gladbach, 12th with 26. Wolfsburg and Union Berlin and VfL Bochum in 13th, 14th, and 15th, each with 25 points. Köln in the promotion relegation playoff spot in 16th at 17 points. Mainz a point behind them at 16 points. And Darmstadt, rock bottom, with 13 points. So it is a bit more of a – you're starting to see some gaps, especially between 15th and 16th. Köln have a lot of work to do if they want to avoid the promotion relegation playoff. And Mainz is just looking for anything to get out of that bottom two, or either maybe even get into that playoff spot. So we'll cover out what's coming up this coming weekend in Bundesliga play for match day 25, especially a big matchup as it relates to Frankfurt's position in the table. Let's go segue back over to the Frauen and what they have this weekend, and it is a tilt. Their return to Frauen Bundesliga play will see them take on the league leaders in Bayern Munich, a team that was a 0-0 draw in the team's earlier matchup in October at the Allianz Arena. Bayern come into this match 14 played in the league, 11 wins, 3 draws, 31 goals scored, 4 goals conceded, a draw and 4 wins in league play across their last 5. This is going to be a significant match for Eintracht Frankfurt, as many fans have seen. It is part of the club's 125th anniversary celebrations. The club will be wearing a special kit. The Frauen will be wearing this kit in this matchup against Bayern, whereas the men will be wearing theirs this weekend against Hoffenheim. It is a early kickoff, folks, 7 a.m. So enjoy it if you should be up for that. I believe also the matches are being covered over the air in Germany. All Frauen Bundesliga matches as part is International Women's Day. As we get closer to that match day, look to our content, social media accounts, and our website to let people know here where they can watch this match, a big tilt, especially as we resume what is the final run of Frauen Bundesliga play. For not just Frankfurt, but for the rest of the league. I'm going to talk about real quick what is in round 15 as well for Frauen Bundesliga. Essen hosts Duisburg, Hoffenheim, Nuremberg, Köln, Werder, And then Freiburg Leverkusen, which is also a big matchup when you look at table positioning, and Wolfsburg Leipzig. Leipzig coming off that big win against the Frankfurt Frauen before the break. Can they make it two in a row? We shall see. Moving on to the men. Sunday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, lunchtime tilt, taking on Hoffenheim. Big matchup, sixth versus seventh. A Hoffenheim team that is in form. They were having a little bit of an inconsistent run, but they have won their last two games, a 3-2 win at Borussia Dortmund, and then the 2-1 win this past weekend against Werder Bremen. Frankfurt were 3-1 winners at Hoffenheim in the first fixture of this season in October, coming behind from a 1-0 position. This is a Heidenheim team, though, that will score goals. They've scored 43 in league play. They have conceded 44 goals, so they'll also allow goals, 13 more than what Eintracht Frankfurt have allowed, but they've scored five more goals. So, Maximilian Bayer's been someone who's been in form lately for them up top. Bebu as well. Marius Bülter will be out. He got sent off last week against Bremen. But also, Andrej Kramaric, who can and from a starting or sub position, has been getting goals in at the right time. They have out Weghorst, and then midfield positions. Florian Grillitsch, Prömel, Dennis Geiger. So. It's going to be a difficult matchup, but can this team rebound and not just rebound, but continue the good run, ending the losing streak, the winless streak? Can they make it two wins in a row ahead of the rest of the season as now Dino and the lads only have Bundesliga play the rest of the season after dropping out of the Conference League?
After losing to Union Saint-Gilloise. So that is it for this episode of Hey Eintracht Frankfurt, episode 306. Ways you can find the pod, hefpod.com, our website, which includes the Statistic Zone, which covers everything from not just Bundesliga matches, Frauen and the Männer, but also Bundesliga, Frauen, Bundesliga matches. You can reach out to us on Twitter at HefPod, HefPod, at HefPod on Facebook. Another ways you can reach out also to on Instagram at Hey Eintracht Frankfurt. Shout out to Matt, who's doing a hell of a job with that. Our 24/7 Discord chat. It is an absolutely fun time, and not just about Frankfurt, but about the other things that all of us love. And then the old-fashioned way at email, heyeintrachtfrankfurt@gmail.com. Depending, sometimes, not saying this will always happen, but occasionally maybe we'll read out some emails. So you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Discord at GM Comats. Find Eintracht Frankfurt Detroit at Detroit SKA. Be on the lookout. I'm trying to figure out what exactly the plan is going to be this Sunday for Hoffenheim at home, being that we have a lunchtime tilt. That will be later on in the week. But in the meantime, thank you to everybody. Shout out to producer Nathan in St. Louis, especially dealing with all of our audios and our inconsistencies and whatevers. Shout out to Miles for the graphics. Brian and Casey, Chris in the middle of the midden. Others that I am forgetting. Jason and Madison. And yeah. Wherever you are checking out this podcast, we say thanks to you. Thank you for checking out this podcast, and be on the lookout for the next episode, which will be episode 307. Until then, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, auf Dir, tschüss. Hey, Eintracht Frankfurt,